Are you sick of shows that promise to entertain but leave you holding your dick? Are you sick of open mics? Then put down your dick and come to You Me Them Everybody Presents every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain, 2319 West Belmont, Chicago, Illinois. Music better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Stand-up comedy better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Literature that isn't poetry so it doesn't suck. And it's better than anything you'll hear at an open mic. Because it's not fucking poetry. Films from Chicago filmmakers who don't need to attend open mics.
Because they don't have to.
Weird stuff like some guy walking on glass that's so cool, even it would fly to fucking open mic. It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Doors open at 8 p.m. Performances at 9 p.m. 21 plus only.
Children should be left at home and will not be allowed in because they suck.
It's You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents. Every Monday and Tuesday night at the Hungry Brain. Full lineup available at You, Me, Them, Everybody.
It works out all right.
Well, let's tell the listener at home who they're listening to.
Oh, my name is Michael Sanchez.
Michael Sanchez.
And I'm Renee Schultz. I'm back
Renee's
again.
Renee's back.
Renee.
And there's more buzzing at the door, so Merle's getting up consistently.
Now this is a party.
Now
people
it's
are
a
coming
party.
In.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's really, really dead in here right now, and it's kind of nice. Like, I'm enjoying that because I'm bracing. Please don't whisper onto the microphone.
Sorry.
Sir. you're going to be back in an hour and a half again with Mike Leibowitz.
Yeah.
And he's going to say my dick about 30 times.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
That's why we love his dick. but also, I brought you guys back because we needed to fill some time.
Yay.
So what do you want to talk about?
You know, you don't have to be so...
honest.
Yay, and there's Dan, the greatest bartender in the world, just showed up.
Hey, Dan.
Speaking of bartenders,
from the Hungry Brain,
I stood up that dude Kevin McGuire, who's going to come look at my apartment.
Yeah,
I feel terrible.
Why did you do that?
It was by accident, and I wrote him an email and I called him, and he hasn't returned.
What did your email say?
It said, "Listen, I want to apologize for standing you up. Something came up, and I don't have a cell phone, so I couldn't call you."
Yeah, what came up?
I went and hung out with my ex-girlfriend.
So your dick came up inside of a woman.
No. No, I went and grabbed like breakfast with her lunch, and then we ended up hanging out like for
breakfast
a few hours.
Breakfast slash lunch.
He
might be here. Probably not.
Your appointment was at 6:30 in the evening, yet you grabbed breakfast and were late to something.
No, well, I hadn't eaten anything. It was kind of a crazy day.
Oh, yeah? Let's go through your day. How was it crazy?
No, let's move on and talk.
Well, you can't say it was kind of a crazy day.
It was a crazy day because I woke up, got in an argument with my roommate, left the house without having breakfast.
Who's your roommate?
Empty stomach.
Who's your current roommate?
This girl, Brittany.
Brittany's moving out.
Yeah.
Is this an ex-girlfriend?
It's a girl that I was dating.
It is, isn't it? Isn't that a...
Michael's been on the show. No, shut the fuck up. Michael's been on the show. Michael's been on the show before, and we learned that Michael has to live with every single girl he dates,
that's
and that
not
always
true.
Ends poorly.
That's not true. Alice and I are still very good friends, and if you listen to that interview, you're an ass. The fuck up. Sorry. No, I left the house, and I...
He's going to sleep with Kevin if he becomes his roommate.
I went and I had an energy drink and some coffee, which I never...
The twain shall meet.
I was riding around and I was like...
Why did you have all that caffeine if you don't normally have it?
Michael, could you hold the microphone by the microphone and not the cord?
I'm not holding the cord.
No, just
a little bit higher there.
It's jiggly. There you go. Thank you. Now it's better for the listener at home.
Anyway,
Do you know that there's restaurants and things you can just grab and eat real quick outside?
You know what? I wasn't even thinking.
Was this just the energy drink and coffee store?
Here's what it was.
This is great. He's getting grilled.
Here's what it was. I was riding around. I thought, I'll see what so-and-so's up to.
Who is so-and-so?
Her name's Ruby.
Ruby.
And I didn't... I don't have a cell phone. I didn't have any money. So I had to go to a CVS
to
get money out, and I bought the energy drink so that I wouldn't have to, I could just get cash back, and then... Why am I explaining this to you?
Well,
You know, I said we could talk about whatever you want, and you started this line of thought.
You're the one eating breakfast at 6:30, and I like that you said it was breakfast. You didn't just say, I wanted to go get something to eat.
I said breakfast because it was the first meal of the day, but it was actually lunch. It was barbecue.
I actually don't think that constitutes...
You got a barbecue.
You can eat
breakfast.
Your first meal whenever. It doesn't mean
I would
it's
eat
breakfast.
A barbecue breakfast.
Well, your what first would be in your barbecue breakfast, Renee?
Chicken, barbecued chicken wings and a side of eggs. Maybe I don't know, a little. Could you sandwich like a breakfast sandwich
you
with pulled pork on it?
Want.
Like a barbecue pulled pork sandwich with
for
like
breakfast.
Eggs on it. It's a lot of protein.
That is a lot of protein. Michael, what are your thoughts on protein?
I love it.
But you're a vegetarian, is that correct?
No.
I thought you were a vegetarian.
I was vegan for a little while.
He dabbles.
How'd that go?
I dabble. No, I mean, it was fine. It was fine. It was actually interesting because I, becoming vegan, I gave up my favorite two foods, which is chocolate and ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if you can't have what you want, don't try to substitute it with some vegan bullshit. You know what I mean?
Wait, you can't eat just straight up 80%
fuck
chocolate?
That, man. I want milk chocolate. Like, there's no milk chocolate substitutes for vegan, so I'm not going
really
to switch to dark.
You're not really a chocolate fan, then. I love...
You're a milk chocolate
get
fan.
Get my coat. Yeah. I'm leaving.
No, but you know, really like chocolate. You guys were so nice when Bill and I were on. Now you guys are all riled up.
You know what it is? Because last time we did talk to him, it was just great. We made fun last. That's all we did for him.
Now make fun of me.
No.
We can't. It's just something about him.
You're a very polarizing figure, Michael Sanchez.
I'm an easy victim is what.
Easy victim.
Nope. You start all of these problems. You know that, right? You started every line of conversation.
You are the worst host ever.
The best host ever.
Brandon, were you bullied when you were younger?
No, never.
I was going to say maybe that's because we bullied.
I feel like, Brandon, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Merle and Renee. Brandon, you answer questions too quickly. Whenever somebody asks you a question, you answer like that without even thinking. And I wonder if there's true sincerity behind this question. You know what I mean? So come on, were you really bullied or not?
No.
Wow.
Think about the question
we're getting
before
deep.
You answer because
I did.
Bully or get bullied?
Neither.
Okay, how about did you get made fun of?
Yeah. So
I guess that's different. Well,
yeah.
Bullying's
well,
like
what's the difference
true.
Between being bullied and somebody making fun of you? I think that's bullying.
Getting beat up.
Yeah, I guess bullying is a little more violent.
No, but you have
harassment.
Verbal bullying.
Yeah.
You have verbal bullying.
Not
that's fun to say.
No. I was bullied, not bullied, but I was made fun of for my last name. That's not really bullied.
See, I only ask because that's how I think. Yeah. That's why we make fun of others.
No.
Because I didn't get to bully people when I was younger, so now
were
I
you
can
bullied?
Do it. Yeah, I got made fun of.
Why?
Me too.
I had a Barbie lunchbox, and then they just started chanting Barbie at me on the bus.
Okay, that's bullied.
That actually sounds like they're glorifying your name.
They were like, Barbie. But they're, you know, in a very condescending way, they were saying it.
With their shoulders and... I was very small, and it was easy for people to pick on me. I was very, very little. You just pick me up and throw me around and hassle me.
Did you get bullied?
I got bullied a lot, yeah. One time, there was this mean girl in elementary school. She wrote, Renee is a bitch on the school, on the
were
playground.
You a bitch?
There's no way I was a bitch.
Renee, let's go find her.
I didn't even
her.
Know what a bitch was.
Let's find her on Facebook. I will help you
She's my friend on Facebook now.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you tell her that? Do you remember that one time?
We should
Renee
go.
Is a bitch.
We
she's got
go.
A kid. She's older. She's, you know,
fuck
she's
that.
Boring.
So you got
we
the last
we
word.
She, look at me. Come on.
We should go egg her.
Motherfucker.
We should go egg her house.
No. Becky Monica.
Do you want to make this a mobile podcast?
I'm big on revenge, like years down the line
Are
when
really?
They don't know what's happening, when they don't know what's coming.
No. I'm not
yeah,
like
dude.
That. No, people change. I'm sure she's a very different person than a very confused young girl in elementary school. I understand.
Yeah.
I get
she
it.
Probably would apologize
No, dude,
now.
They need to pay.
How? With monies? With
no,
violence?
Torture
with,
her kid?
No, I want to egg somebody's house.
Have you tortured anyone?
No,
I'm assuming
no,
you got bullied a lot.
I would certainly go out and egg someone's house at the drop of a hat.
So wait, did you get bullied?
No,
you get bullied
didn't.
Now.
I certainly didn't. Miraculously, I didn't get bullied.
Please don't egg my house.
You know what's weird is...
Well,
is,
Brandon, you've been kind of bullying him a little. Well, you weren't really bullying, but...
Brandon's kind of a bully.
Just to Michael Sanchez. Yes.
You know, ironically enough, I feel like I do get bullied a little bit. What I do not tolerate, though, is other people being bullied. I just can't take it. There's
yep.
something about seeing injustice in the world that really gets my adrenaline.
I told you this. I
Don't
yelled
laugh
at,
a,
at
me.
I yelled at a woman on the street the other day.
Really?
I was walking down Chicago Avenue, and there's a little girl. And granted, it was really shady. Like, it was just a little girl and, like, a lady and a couple of kids. And the little girl was selling candy. Like, you want to buy some candy? She's saying to everybody as they're walking by. This one horrible woman walks up to this little girl. The little girl goes, do you want to buy some candy? And the woman says, that candy is disgusting. And just starts, like going off on this little girl. And I turned around and I looked at this woman and I just said, just say no thank you. And I kept walking, but I was like, what a horrible person. I thought she was going to grab my ponytail and start a fight with me too, but I was really ready.
You did the right thing.
I felt like I did. Yeah. I felt like I felt very good about what I said there.
You could have been harsher, actually.
I mean, I suppose I could have. I could
would
have
she have learned
up.
A lesson?
I hope this woman... I mean, why would you say that to a little lesson. Kid?
I'll
I'm
tell
sure
you what,
she did.
Eggs teach a lesson. A good egging?
I've never...
You could have fed a family with those eggs.
How dare you waste food?
Yeah, you're wasting food, sir. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel as a person, wasting all these things that people need?
I'm okay with it.
That's good.
I would feel too guilty to egg somebody. What if someone got hurt or like...
It's true.
You can ruin paint with eggs,
you could ruin a lot of... Oh, you could ruin a lot of things. You could ruin lives. You could ruin marriages with eggs. Oh, yeah. You don't cook them right. You beat up your wife. Marriage over.
Oh, my God.
Just one botched egg ruins marriages.
Maybe I'll be a vegan now.
There you go. That's the success to a happy marriage.
No eggs.
I've thrown eggs in John's face because he hasn't made them right.
Are you serious?
No, I'm joking.
Because that wouldn't surprise
that
me.
That would be hilarious.
You bully me occasionally.
I know.
You are a big bully, actually.
I know. I like to bully.
Sometimes
it's very
I think
empowering.
It's okay. I mean, if it's constructive bullying, I think that's okay.
I
there's
like
never
intimidate.
Constructive bullying.
I like
bullying.
To intimidate. I don't like to bully. I just like to give people
well,
staff.
A,
I like to be a little...
There's not much difference between the two.
I think that's what it is. It's like we're women, and, you know, we've been bullied in some way or another by guys, by... You know, out in the
by
world.
Life.
So now
by
we're
life.
Like, oh, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring what?
Your face. I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I can't I will, think as quick as you,
here's
Brandon.
The thing. I had a friend, and she told me this story. She had a good friend. She's like, this woman is kind of mean to her in a little bit of mm-hmm. a way. She's like a little rude and snotty. And so when she's like, oh, and you're going to get to meet this person, I'm like, wonderful. That sounds great. But when I went to meet this woman, I wore the tallest pair of shoes I owned, and I just, like, towered over
intentionally.
Her. And, you know, you look extra great, and you're just, like, looking down on a person. I mean, as a lady, when you're small, you get looked down a lot, but if you put some real tall shoes on and you do the same thing back, it feels pretty good.
Michael, have you thought about wearing very tall shoes?
I haven't.
How tall are you?
You should think about it. You said it a little quick.
I'm 5'8".
Okay,
yeah,
so you're
good,
average.
It's yeah. not a good height
so
for
not,
a man.
That's average height for a man in the U.S. Average height for a woman is 5'4". I looked it up because I'm 5'4".
Merle, what are you?
Really? I'm 5'3".
Okay.
At least I think I am.
Wait, and I'm average?
I always feel like I'm much taller.
Average height for a man in the U.S. is 5'8".
Yeah.
Wow. What are you, Brandon?
6'1". Did I think about that long enough for you,
sir? No, you didn't. You didn't.
4'8".
I think I people like here are abnormally tall.
In Chicago, in the Midwest?
No, just in this house right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true. I'd agree with that.
Because my boyfriend, he's 6'1".
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, we both slouch, too. It's a problem.
Yeah, and you're essentially my height because you slouch.
Oh, Jesus. It's about...
Wow, height, huh?
Anyway.
Hot topics.
Yeah, this is great.
Do you want... I have a little news
Let's
things.
Do the news.
We want to do a little talking head?
Sure.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's talk about the talking heads.
Let's see. How about this one? A woman dies at her own funeral...
Elaborate.
She so it was a Russian woman, and she was declared dead after collapsing with chest pains. She awoke at her own funeral and then promptly died of a heart attack because she got freaked out because she was at her own funeral.
This sounds like an episode of Six Feet Under.
Wait, she came back to life.
Yeah, so she had something where she died, quote
Looked
unquote.
Dead.
Probably
was
some...
she brained? I mean, when she came back to life, was her brain functioning? She could. Like,
yeah,
say
she
words.
Woke up and then. She was at her funeral and she had
Who
a heart attack.
Who the fuck did that autopsy?
Well, hold on.
Well,
forget
see.
The autopsy.
She
so,
was in
somebody,
Russia, so
oh,
you
that's
know.
Why.
Somebody didn't embalm that bitch.
Yeah.
Nobody embalmed that bitch.
Like,
they would
have
got a discount. They
well,
not
I
embalm
just...
in Russia?
Well,
yeah,
you know, it's
crazy.
Russia. They do Weird. Things. They probably just saw her and were like, that's done.
She looks dead.
Yeah. They poked her with a stick. That's
yeah,
all they do.
I read an article recently about...
That is ironic, huh?
About a child...
Just like she had a heart attack at her
Like
funeral.
A baby that... It was maybe in like South America or something. A baby who came back to life at its funeral. Like they miss...
And then it had a heart attack?
Diagnosed. No, it was alive and they
that
just...
That has to be
that
real.
That has got to be a fucking party. You know, we're all here to celebrate this dead baby. All of a sudden the baby comes back to life. Well, you know what I mean—the death of the baby. I know. Ta-da! Now it's alive.
They
Big
must
real
be really
party.
Sad.
Yeah.
They were so happy that yeah. dead baby was dead.
Got all these black balloons, and now they're inappropriate.
Yeah, but no, that would be the best party ever. Like people would probably—that's exciting.
That is exciting. What's your second act?
Yeah, but then you know what?
That you baby feel real shitty though. Though.
That baby has a lot to live up to.
That is true.
No, you know what I mean? People are going to be so happy it's wrong because they thought they lost this baby. Now, no matter what that baby does, it's better than being dead.
I would sue all the doctors.
Hopefully.
And the
what if
coroner.
The baby? Wait. What if the baby becomes a murderer?
What if the baby never amounts to anything?
That seems like a plot for a great. Let's make this film, you guys. Yeah,
okay.
Does anyone have any babies that we can use?
No. Oh no.
Oh God.
What? We have to have a dead baby that comes back to life.
A doll. You don't need a dead.
Yeah, you get an actor. Are you crazy?
Well, the baby could. Just
you don't know how movies work.
Can we just kill a baby and then hope it comes back to life?
More beers for me.
Is that how that works? No?
We just kill a baby. Oh, man.
Whew. Oh, I don't need to be in the... What's the weird news section of the Reader?
Yeah, that would only be in the weird news section of the Reader. That's the only paper that would cover you having a baby to murder it for a film.
Wanted. Baby to murder for film. Ooh.
Hey, would you guys drink horse jizz?
Why?
Because it's a drink in New Zealand.
But why?
Although it's called hoi hoi. Tea.
I mean, is it
but it's
really
horse
good?
Jizz.
Is it really great? Good?
Does it taste good?
It's horse jizz.
Okay, that's not
apple
answering the question.
Apple infused, if
people,
that makes a difference.
Apple infused?
Apple infused. Are you a fan of apples?
Yeah, I like apples.
It's creamy and full of protein.
Dude, if it tastes like a chocolate malt, I'll drink it.
Yeah,
no,
care.
It's apples. Sorry.
Well, what does it taste
well,
like?
I'm saying,
can
if
we
it's,
add chocolate
if it's chocolate
it?
Malt infused,
if
yeah,
you want
I'm
an,
drink
a
that.
Chocolate apple horse jizz drink.
I suppose if people said it was good, I would try it.
Yeah, I don't care. Why would I
really?
Kill you? Would
that
you
doesn't not? Throw you off?
No,
horse jizz?
I would it's just horse milk to me.
That's not
muscles
horse
from
milk.
Bodies.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna put my foot down. No, I would not try it.
I
don't
just,
care what it's infused
you won't
with.
Kill a baby to make a film. You won't.
I will not drink horse
what
juice.
I find weird is that it's very expensive.
How much is it?
So the restaurant that does it, it's $300 for 20 vials. That just seems so much money
that
for
does,
horse juice.
I mean, that's too pricey. That's
that probably makes it very expensive yes. And good.
But I'm just wondering, like, how many times is a horse jizz that it's so expensive?
Maybe someone's jacking off a horse.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I'll drink my own jizz if I want it that bad. Like that's
apple infused Michael
yeah,
Sanchez.
But it probably tastes different. Your diets are hopefully yeah. Different than a horse's.
Oh no, but you can fix
that.
That.
I mean, I was vegan.
Yeah,
no, you
true.
Can you can fix that but if you eat vegetables and fruits. Your
yeah,
jizz tastes like candy.
Eat pineapple. It's supposed to be good.
Keep that in mind, Michael
like
Sanchez.
Like candy, or just better than
it
normal
just it's
jizz.
Better. If you have an all meat diet, it tastes like shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've heard pineapples, cucumbers. That really makes it better.
We're talking about
yes.
Horse ejaculate right
horse
now.
Horse jizz in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Dan the bartender. I like calling him Dan the world's greatest bartender.
Dan hates hearing his name on a microphone.
Although you
it
do
really
realize
you
that it's Dan.
Yeah, he's got an alias that
his
we
name
refuse to
is,
use.
Yes, but you have the most generic name ever, Dan.
Yeah, that's pretty generic.
How many fucking Dans are there in the Chicago area?
I feel like there's more Daves.
Ooh,
Dave.
You're now Dave. You'll now be Dave.
No,
you're
yeah,
Dave,
Mike's.
The world's
yeah,
greatest
Mike's
bartender.
Pretty popular.
Mike and Dave's. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Michael's as well.
Michael's Art Supply? Why are you rubbing the microphone on your face?
I'm holding it in my arm's tired.
Your arms are tired, so you have to rest a microphone
can
on
I just
your
hold
stubble.
It? Can I just hold it like this? What's the problem?
That's fine, but you were rubbing your stubble on the microphone.
I wasn't rubbing it on the microphone.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Now the microphone's all stubbly.
Whatever.
Whatever. what other news you got there?
Hey, I just love it's berate Michael Sanchez
what
hour.
Else you got in the
all right, get my coat.
Let's just yell at him and tell him not to do things. You're like a child almost.
Yeah, she's pulling the extra long set. Return guest.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm just so popular.
Oh, a study reveals why people who grew up in cities are crazy.
Why
that
is
makes
that?
Sense. Someone spent money on a study.
Brandon Weatherby, you grew up
so loud.
City,
I grew up outside the city.
Oh.
So we're not crazy. Yeah. Are you guys crazy?
I'm from the suburbs.
So we're all fine.
I've had my days. What? Come on. We've all been a little bit crazy every so often.
Not me.
It happens.
I am even Steven.
Do you ever go
You've
crazy
never been
for
crazy.
A crazy little thing called
honestly,
love?
Honestly, hold on a second. You've never
been no, of crazy. Course I've been crazy. I've been a all teenage right. Girl. I drove by people's houses more than I should. I looked for cars and parking, you know, in parking
but
lots.
Not in your adulthood at all, really?
What guy?
I'm sure I've had my days. I don't leave the house.
What guy did you drive around for? What was
Nick
his name?
Eagleson.
Nick Eagleson.
Eagleson? Mm-hmm.
Are you
of
on Facebook?
Of course you're
going to
drive around
now?
For Nick Eagleson.
Yeah. Like, that what's Nick's home? Story?
He was my first boyfriend ever. It was like the love of my life.
Did you guys bang?
Nick yes. Eagleson.
How was it?
How old were you?
Bad.
Oh, that's cute.
It was my first time.
Oh.
Broke
yeah.
My heart. Went out with a
broke
girl
some
was
other
very
stuff
similar
too.
To me. And you got it, Brandon.
That's
fine.
Sad.
My virginity. Come on.
Wouldn't that be great if I was... I don't know this woman, but I'll convince her years later that I wasn't stalking her at a yeah. very young age.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Eagleson.
Oh. Do you still
Nick
talk?
Eagleson.
No, I mean, we have a common friend that lives in the city, and occasionally he'll fill me in that Nick's doing
yeah,
great.
He will.
What does oh. he look like now?
Of course
I'm,
he's doing
I don't know
great.
Anymore. I'm assuming he's gross.
Is he on Facebook?
You should find out.
I don't think so.
Let's look it up. Nick Eagleson.
No, we
Eagleson.
Don't want to know because this is Renee's.
No, I'm
first...
sure I've looked it up. I'm sure he's not on there.
No, I'm going to look it up. I don't care.
He lives in
I
California.
Can't believe you haven't looked him up. That's my
I've
favorite part
sure
of Facebook.
I googled it.
He's
I've
in California now?
I think so.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I think he used to work for Whole Foods. I don't know, at or
what
for.
Do you mean? His name's Nick Eagleson. Of course he's a fucking race car driver. What?
E-A-G-L-E-S-O-N.
You don't work at Whole Foods if your name is Nick Eagleson.
I think so.
Is he from Golden, Colorado?
No, he's from Aurora, Illinois.
No, 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 but does he live in Golden, Colorado now?
I don't think so.
No, Nick Eagleson.
I'm sorry, California?
Does he look like...
No, there's a beach photo.
Light eyes, dark hair, I mean...
He looks like a beach.
Yeah.
He's just a beach, sand.
Yeah, he's died and turned into the beach.
Hey,
yeah.
Does Mike David lose his turn or do you just push everything back?
No, he loses his turn.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, that's so
I
mean.
Just think that that's funny.
I don't think he's late.
Yeah, he's not late. So
I don't think he's running
I think
to
it's
get
a no
here.
Show.
He's just not showing.
Yeah.
He probably thought, I don't really want to be in
yeah,
a
we're
house.
We're best friends. We're best friends. We hang out every day.
No, I'm serious, though. I thought you guys were friends. Why would he stand you up like that?
Because Coke's a very powerful drug. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Is he really? Does that...
Why are we talking? I don't want to talk
is that
about
a thing? Is that really a thing?
Cocaine?
Michael
yeah,
Sanchez
really
wants to bully now.
No, but I mean for him.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Obviously, if I knew, he'd be here.
You'll ask him when he gets here.
Yeah, you just ask him when he gets here.
No, but we live in this age of cell phones. You didn't call him?
Dude, you don't live in this age of cell phones.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
I don't, but you do.
Yeah, I texted him.
And?
No response.
That's messed up.
Okay.
Michael I'm just
Sanchez
saying.
Sanchez trying to start. He's instigating.
I'm just saying, Coke or no Coke, that's messed up.
Nick oh. Eagleson was such a good skateboarder, you guys.
What
you
could he could he do any tricks?
Oh man, could he do tricks? Wait, I don't know what they were called.
How
they
old,
were so great.
Renee, how old were you when you had this crush?
15, 16.
It's a wow. good age. That's a really good age. To
hey,
lose.
You know where Mike David might be?
Wait, you lost your virginity.
This is going to sound horrible, but he might be at the Fursuit Festival in Pittsburgh for the wow. furries.
Really? Did you hear that, guys?
No, but you're just saying, your upbringing, this and that. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of racy.
He might be there for the anthropomorphics.
That just seems racy.
What are you doing?
I hope this separate conversation's
Mike.
A good. He's asking
I'm talking to Renee.
He's surprised
yeah, well,
that I lost my virginity at 16.
Why?
That
that's a perfect age to lose.
Wait,
your
are you are you surprised? Like, oh my goodness, that's so young.
No, no,
or
just like an hour ago, she was talking about how she was like sheltered.
My dad was very.
And so I was surprised that was the age since you.
What was
yeah, but sheltered always brings out the freak in people.
Yeah.
Are you a freak, Renee?
Get ready for me to blush like a motherfucker.
Michael, when did you lose your virginity?
It was like 17 or 18.
What? Nope, you remember.
No, no, no. I honestly don't remember because it wasn't like... Because
you were just not... Once it started,
no, no,
it was nonstop
no,
fucking.
It wasn't
so
like a...
pinpoint the date.
There wasn't...
It's like after you have your first kill, it's just you can't stop killing.
What I'm getting at is that it wasn't like one momentous occasion. It was like, oh, put it in a little bit. And then it just gradually became more and more.
What's the name of the guy or girl?
I won't reveal oh. somebody.
Did you live with him or her?
No.
Okay. So it wasn't really true love. Because we oh, all no, know it, that you have to live with the person.
Are you still talking with him?
I do still talk to her, yeah.
Mm. Is she on Facebook?
Yes.
If we search your wall, will we find her?
I don't know.
Let's figure that out. Let's look at all the girls
can
that are
we
talking
just move
on Michael.
On.
Nope.
Will you try a different spelling?
I mean, we don't talk on a.
Yeah, let's do this. Michael no, Sanchez.
We don't really talk on like a normal basis.
But your Facebook friends?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let's
see. I love
this.
That he's like, let's just change the subject, but he keeps giving us nuggets of.
All right, no more
like,
nuggets.
Now right. We're gonna search on Facebook. She have brown hair, blonde. Start with a B, F.
Black.
Janet.
Brown, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Allison.
You guys are bullying me.
I don't know what it is about you. I just can't help
go
it.
Go for the jugular, Merle.
I just, and it's, you know what? It's the mic. Because I wouldn't do this. And if I was just talking to him, I wouldn't bully him.
Oh, it's just being on a microphone?
Would you ever
it's
consider something about selling it. Me those drums? Those no. are fantastic.
I like them I mean, gathering dust in the corner I mean, of you, my house.
Are you going to play them? Are you going to join a damn rock band?
He's I mean, really, I'm actually already in
on,
one.
Do this thing.
Called Waxed Assholes.
No, it's not. Because you've never practiced.
No.
So that's not a band. That's a thing.
But listen, I just like I like hey. The name because I already have an idea for an album cover.
Keep me
well,
in mind.
The outfit.
If you ever if you ever if you ever need a clean house.
Right. I'm not giving you my drums.
I need a kid's drum set, I'm telling you.
It's not a kid's drum set.
I don't care. It's
it
small.
Is kind of a kid's drum set. It's a first
it's
act.
It's a small drum set.
Which is like the starter.
It's a starter
drum
set.
It's a junior, yeah.
Yeah. It's a junior Stopka drum set.
But no.
It turns out
it's mine. See, now
notes.
I'm not going to give it to you. Now because he's
going to bully you.
Exactly. Now that he keeps asking, I'm like, no.
Are you still playing music, Michael?
I am, yeah.
How's it going?
Slowly. I haven't really. I've been working more on film stuff.
Yeah. Want to talk about Cop Stash?
Sure.
You made a film.
Called Cop Stash.
How was that?
Great. It stars Mike Leibovitz.
And?
Joe McAdam.
And?
And Dan Ronan.
And what's the premise?
The premise is that it's a 70s cop show with two buddy cops,
mm-hmm.
and they get all of their strength from their mustaches.
It's a very funny short.
I
four
love
minutes
it
long?
So much. It's so funny, because both those guys look great with mustaches.
Yeah, they do.
And
yeah.
they are just the funniest guys. And yeah. Dan Ronan in that...
is cute.
In that vest, he's wearing a denim vest, and
shirtless.
He looks perfect.
That's my
he
vest.
He looks pinch point.
You're actually not allowed to wear that vest with a shirt.
Really?
That's my rule.
The shirtless only vest.
You have weird rules.
Thank you.
About life. Mostly vest related.
Who styled that shoot, though? Everybody looked great.
I did.
You did a great job.
Yeah, Michael's done a lot of videos in the past year, and everyone I've seen I've really much enjoyed.
That one's like easily my favorite. Although I'm going to do
good.
I'm doing a recut. That cut was specifically
for Starbucks,
made
right?
for Starbucks. But I have that's a 2 minute cut. I have a 3 minute that I want to do.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's really good.
What's going on with any of the like Mike Leibovitz around town stuff that you did a handful of times?
I haven't done anything in a little while, just because we've both been busy with other things.
What about Brunch with Marty?
Brunch with Marty. I'm currently editing 5 episodes.
Who are the brunches?
We've got Mike Leibovitz, James Fritz.
I've seen the Lebo one.
Yeah, that one's up online. Mm-hmm. That was the first one we did. Mike Leibovitz, James Fritz, Cameron Esposito, Putterball Sisters, and Matt Drufke.
Did you film these when Marty was still drinking?
No, he wasn't drinking.
Okay, does that make it weirder or no?
Not really, because they're shot in the morning. I mean,
so?
He's not drunk.
Exactly.
Did he stop drinking?
Yeah, he doesn't drink anymore.
Like,
he
for good?
He may have started again, I don't know.
Well, like, it was just a temper.
I haven't seen him in such a long
birthday.
Time.
That was the
until his birthday. Was his gift to himself
yeah,
to drink again?
I thought it was
yeah, yeah.
That.
You know, he made a deal with himself that if he drank, he'd give comedians you should know $500.
Whoa!
But like what if
show.
He didn't? What's
if he,
the
if he didn't drink, then he gets sobriety. I don't know.
That's just a thing. You could just get that any day you want.
That's
apparently
so easy
not.
To do. He
oh,
could just sit in his room
true.
And drink.
Yeah, but
no.
But it's a special. I mean, he's been smoking more pot. He's been
yeah. It's not like
oh,
he cut
okay.
back.
So he just
things.
Took one for the other.
Essentially, I think that alcohol is more, it's worse than pot.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know.
I stopped drinking for like
serious.
6 months. I had my first 2 drinks last night.
Are you glad you're drinking again?
Did it go all right?
I'm not gonna, I don't know that I'm going to do it regularly. I think I might do a 2 drink a month kind of thing.
Do you get loaded sobriety? Off the two?
I love sobriety. I feel like I'm remembering words that I've been forgetting. I feel like I
remember Eagleman
a lot more easily. Find my house a lot easier.
Did you ever have a problem
yes.
finding?
Yes. One time I got so drunk, and a cab dropped me off at a house that was not mine.
Oh God!
I walked up to the door and I was so wasted.
Was it Nick Eagleson's?
I'd thrown up all over a bathroom, and one cab wouldn't take me. Finally got in a cab. I think it was because I was kind of downtown. I didn't want to go all the way up to where I lived. But my friend hit my head on the top of the cab while she was putting me in and taking me out. So I got hit in the head, and the cab dropped me off like a block or two from my house. But the apartment looks just like mine. So I went up and I was trying to get in, and I was so drunk and confused, and I was like, "Why can't I get in my house?" And then I finally stumbled home and got in my house. All worked out okay. Anyway, so I stopped drinking for a little while.
Yeah, you needed to.
Yeah, I was blacking out on the reg.
I've been drinking a lot.
Wait, you were blacking out on the rag?
On the reg.
Oh.
Just short for regular. That's what the kids
I feel
say.
Like that's a thing lately.
But
the
for
comedians
me, for
are stop are they stopped drinking? Because I know Chad Briggs, too, went through a not
well,
drinking.
The lifestyle
the Putterball
is
also stopped for a while.
I feel like the comedian like community and lifestyle condones abusive drinking. Sure.
I don't know if it condones it. It's just part of it.
Well, the thing is, you're out. You're at a bar. Yeah. It's a very social thing to do. My tolerance had gotten so high, and I'm a very small lady, so it didn't matter. My tolerance, I could drink, you know, if I drank six drinks in a night, that's like my body weight in booze. That's like a lot of alcohol for me.
You are 6 ounces big.
Yeah, I'm 6 ounces big. Me and a steak.
Jesus Christ. Michael, you never drink.
I don't, but I kind of been imbibing lately, yeah.
Why not?
Actually, I rolled my first joint the other day.
Ooh, how was it? How was your first joint?
He looked so excited. Somebody his eyes lit up.
Yeah. Did someone call the cops on you?
Yeah, they saw me run.
How was it? Did you get high?
I got very high.
Elaborate.
This is a story riveting so far.
Well, it was I was having a weird night, and Leibovitz came over, and Ooh. And we went out and got sorbet, and then and then when he left, I'd never rolled one before. It was actually really simple, really easy.
Have you smoked before?
Are you going to do a how-to video on it?
I had. Probably not.
You thought about it, didn't you?
I had smoked before, but never rolled and smoked. So I rolled it, smoked it, got really, really high. Like really high.
Do you see the world differently now?
No, not really.
It definitely made part of you change.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you're never going to be the same
to
again.
To some extent.
Pre-rolling joints and post-rolling joints are two different Michael Sands. Is that when you decided to cut your hair like a white power friend?
That was...
Did you shave it?
That was... shaved my hair...
No, he could have got...
It fell out
strategically. I shaved my hair a couple days later.
You shaved your head or just got a really short haircut?
Shaved my head.
Really? How was that?
Wait, what was it between shaving your head and getting a short haircut?
Crew cut.
This is obviously a shaved head.
Yeah.
He's done it before. Brandon's done it. Mm-hmm. I have a gif.
No,
of
it had
him
nothing
shaving
to do with
head.
The pot. Like that was just a thing.
I've never rolled a joint.
I'm not liking you as much anymore, see? Aww. Now I'm turning on you. It's
You're not hep anymore.
Come at me. What do you got?
Well, you're always drunk on the reg, so
it's on the reg.
On the reg.
I black out on the reg.
No, wait, I'm interested. Do you drink, Michael? Because you said you had a few drinks, but are you just,
I don't really drink,
you just don't like it, or
well,
what's the...
No, I was raised Mormon.
Oh, okay.
And I never drank, really. I got high for the first time when I was 35.
How old are you now?
And I'm 37.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Or I completely knew and forgot.
You probably knew and forgot. But... But,
electric. This is just an electric.
I'd say over the past couple years, it's weird because I'll experiment with pot, and then I'll say to my pot smoking friends like,
"Where did you get it?
I got it from Lebo." And I'll say to my pot smoking friends, I'll be like, "Hey man, you know this marijuana? Pretty cool. pretty cool stuff, man." So yeah, no, I don't know. You know what happened was I had this big breakup a couple years ago, and I kind
she
of
lived
like,
with you.
No, and I sort of self-destructively started just having a drink here and then because you're a comedian and people give you free drinks all the time.
Wait.
So far has he mentioned like at least 5 ex-girlfriends? I think. Yeah. That's a lot.
No, I haven't. This
wait,
dude.
Also,
has.
His explanation of self-destruction is occasionally having a drink.
Yeah.
Well, for somebody who has never drank, that's kind of a big thing.
How old
so,
were you at your very first drink?
36.
I was 35.
What did
Are
you have
serious?
A beer?
No.
Did you have a beer or what did you have?
Oh, I hate beer. Yeah. I just take shots of whiskey.
Good your first Lord, drink was a man. Shot.
So wait a minute, you were a Mormon, but how long did that last? Like are you
oh,
still
I mean, no, I haven't practiced Mormonism in a long time. I mean, I probably stopped practicing when I was 19 or 20-ish.
That's
okay.
a pretty long time.
So
did
what?
You do the mission stuff?
No. Okay. But I mean,
do you ride your bike with your backpack and the white
all the time? Yeah.
Shirt
on the way here.
Yeah. You change shirts as soon as you
no,
came
I mean,
in.
It was something that I definitely stopped doing around that time. But you know, from teenage years on, it kind of
Did anyone else enjoy the way he said teenage years? It's great. I'm serious. It's great.
But no, so I've just been imbibing lately.
just shots of whiskey.
You're just saying imbibing.
Okay, for me, on an empty stomach, two shots of whiskey and like a hit of like
marijuana.
Well, I think that's anybody.
People. Yeah, that's just
that's
how
anybody.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
because we hang out with people that drink like crazy.
Yeah,
and
because
smoke so much weed,
their stomachs aren't empty
constantly.
So like, it doesn't take very much for me to be like, all right, I'm
fucked up.
Like that. Like
that's
the, like,
technically not. Like that's the night a lot. That I, technic- that's, if you're taking two
okay,
shots
well,
on
well,
an empty stomach.
Well, I mean, you know. So anyway, yeah. So I.
Well, that's nice.
Whatever. I all I'm saying is that yeah, now I've officially rolled my own once and smoked it and
you're just gonna start a joint rolling, you're not gonna then, smoke it, but
I really want you to teach Scared Straight. Guys, it's one time. We got yogurt.
But I think he would teach them to roll joints.
I think if so. I taught it, it'd be like Scared Crooked. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be as lame as this dude.
All right, that wasn't funny. We have to end end this half hour.
Wait, why?
Because that wasn't funny. We have to stop now.
That's why. Oh.
And it's time. Oh. Yeah, Joe and Carl are coming up.
Okay.
All right.
Anything you want to tell
really,
the kids
that's
about?
That's the end of the show. That's like a totally anticlimactic ending.
It's your fault. I had to do it. I really.
Well, you're going to be back in like an hour. And,
yeah, no, I know.
And Renee, you've already done an hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang out all day. See what other idiots don't show up, so I can steal their spots.
Hey, stay around. Let's see what happens.
Just me hanging out on a sofa. This is nice. I like it.
Yeah, we're gonna play some Daniel Knox instrumental stuff, and then Joe and Carl will be here, and Trevor McSpan's gonna close the hour. Thanks so much, you guys, for doing it.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you later.
See you soon.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.